Blog Talk Radio.
Shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, and come Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working will come if he could.
Yeah, ooh. No green, no check.
Amen.
Big guns, no jacks. One of you niggas stay back. Feral clan, we packed. Woke up the campus and took them to school. Promised them we was gonna eat if we walked out the store with a handful of cookies and cream. You don't understand what they pushed me to do. I'm talking Scooby, and we riding around in that mystery van. Me and my partners cruising, and I ain't got time to relax, I'm on go. Lit like a candle, no wax on the floor. My life is really Alaska, so cold. Don't have on no coat, my back on the ropes. I put a hit out on Dracula's throat. He don't want beef with the Kratos. I told my Pharaoh that we do not ask for no more. Them niggas feeding us bagels and these niggas plotting. But I am the man with the plan, boy. I manage to manage your clan. Ain't no phantom command, but we stood up before with no help and we'll manage to stand up again. Pharaoh, I'm just trying to reach out. Do you mean harm when you walk by and do not speak now? Ain't trying to step on no toes, but they store they feet out. How can I tell them that I'm trying to set them free now? Meanwhile, Shawty said she ain't a non-believer, said she belong to Jesus. Homie said he don't want gonorrhea, he don't wear condoms either. Shawty be creeping around and believe up and down, and come Sunday she good. Homie be passing the church, so the pastor he working will come if he could. Yeah, ooh. Amen. Yeah, ooh. Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Yeah, ooh. Amen. Amen. Ooh. Yeah, ooh. Amen. Amen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ash'hadu an la
Ayya falah.
You're tuned in to Divine Mothers Radio. I'm tuned in with y'all a little bit late today because of so many things that transpired on this day that it made it a little bit difficult for me to get everything taken care of and get to y'all on time. But this show is still Return of the Starseed, and this is still geared towards my youth. But I wanted to give the youth something that they could go in and go back and listen to at any time that they felt the need to, so that they can rejuvenate all the way down to their DNA. And the journey within is a very positive one. It's one from way back when, and it really does help to realign you. And I felt that with the situation and the everything we're going through in the universe, with these days being the days that we're still supposed to be aligning our chakras, you know, I thought that this would be a perfect addition to it. But again, you can always go back and listen to it. It doesn't have to apply to this time only. But if you get to listen to it within these days that we were given during this time, you'll have the maximum benefit. So again, this is Dr. Malachi Z. York's A Journey Within.
You are about to embark upon a journey into the all. As you escape this world, visualize the relaxing scenes of nature as it takes you away. Also experience and visualize and relax in the sound of my voice. I, the Supreme Grandmaster, Naya Malachi Zodak York L. And Nin Athir York L.
Begin all prayers and thinking by using
I am in the love of the all. Wakun
Ashokesu Bini.
And all love is in me. I am a part of the all. And the all is a part of me. I am one with the all. And the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all. And fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all. As long as my wish is to stay in the all. I am never alone. The all is, I am. The all came, I can. The all does. رغبات أخرى، your potential. إل اسم شيل الإله أو رحمن الذي إزم أو رحمن. A way of using the name of El-Elo, the source, the healer, who is the merciful. Scroll 1. 19 times 1 equals 19. Lo, all of you who are indeed Nuapians, hear and take heed to another jewel that will guide you closer to the bosom of Anu and cause a reawakening in you. This will help you know that you are part of the all. 2. This is but another doorway of awareness that you are in, called the mental reservoir. 3. You have the keys to release the latent powers of your hidden potential. 4. I, Naya Melakai Zodakyok El, was sent to break the spell of sleep, the Vietnam, O King, and to dispel of it forever. Many of you are waking up. 5. Yet still, must learn how to utilize the power of the mind, positive thinking, meditation, and visualization. 6. If you have a goal set in your mind, then you must visualize obtaining it. 7. Whatever you put in your mind as your goal is within your grasp. 8. Yes, you can make it happen. The Neturu or Elohim, meaning these beings in Aramaic Hebrew, will meet you through a positive meditation. 9. The Elohim are responsible for the mind that humans, with their ego, tend to think is actually their own. In reality, it is attached to one central source called the All. 10. Under the science of Nahuatl, your way of life, you will be able to focus and bring about more positive results and have a more progressive life than you ever imagined. 11. In order to maintain this, you must overstand and control your nature. By doing that, you will be giving an overstanding of the capabilities that lay dormant within your being, which is above race, tribe, and even nationality. 12. For within the nature, there is positive and negative. 13. You must, and I stress must, use only the positive to realign you with your higher self. A child of the Elohim places a high value on attitude. Strive continuously to maintain a healthy, positive, and dynamic attitude toward life. The Family Guy. 14. With this, you will be given free will that you must be in control of. 15. You must break the malevolent, disagreeable habits that have been acquired through one's lifetime. 16. You have fallen so far from your divinity, and all others know you are gods. 17. It is time to make that journey within, to the real you, the divine you. You're not merely a mortal, you are a god. 18. Discover or rediscover the higher potential hidden within the higher self as a living soul. 19. Study the wisdom you are about to hear. It will uplift you as well as take the mind to another level of thinking. Listen with an open mind. Scroll 2. What is potential? 19 times 2 equals 38. Lo, what is potential? What does potential mean to you and your life? And what will make you overstand what potential you have? 2. The word potential, as used in English, is taken from many other languages. 3. In Middle English, it was potential, taken from Old French, potential, which was taken from late Latin, potentialis, meaning power, which was taken from the Latin, potentius, meaning power, and from potum, present participles of posse, which means to be able. 4. Now look at the word potentate, used by the higher ranking master of Freemasonry as a grand potentate. 5. What does that mean? The word potentate means one who has power and position to rule over others, a monarch, or one who dominates or leads a group, or an endeavor. 7. Now look at potent. Potent is adjacent to other words, or what they call an adjective. An adjective has an effect on something as to color it, or change its size, or appearance in any form or fashion, to improve upon it, or to take away from it. 8. First, let's look at potent, meaning possessing inner or physical strength, power, exerting or capable of exerting strong physiological or chemical effects, as in potent liquor or potent toxin, exerting or capable of exerting strong influence, as in potent arguments, having great control or authority, as in a male able to perform sexual intercourse. 9. Now let's look at impotent, lacking physical strength or vigor, weak, lacking in power, as to act effectively and helpful. 10. You now see that they want to make you impotent. They want to remove your potentiality. 11. They don't want you to know that you are a part of Om, also spelled Om, which is the very source of things. 12. They can't let you find out that you are what they call the omnipotent. 13. Let me define that word. Omnipotent means having unlimited or universal power, authority, or force, all power. 14. Having unlimited power or authority, and to be in control, as a title given to God, Allah, Yahweh, Adonai, Theos, Hashem, or Dios. 15. That's right. It says that the Creator breathed into you of His own spirit or essence. 16. And you became a living soul. Be it the Bible or the Quran information, the fact still remains that the presence of deity is in you and is you. 17. You are indeed the omnipotent. 18. You are in the all, and the all is in you. 19. The all does, you do. The all can, and so can you. 20. You merely have to realize your potential. 21. The latent power of divinity in you is waiting to spring forth like a falcon soars to the sky. 22. Or like a phoenix raising out of its own ashes. 23. You must be aware of the divine in you. Bring it to the surface of your being and then share it with others. 24. Help to make good people better, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You have the potential to be anything and anybody that you create within your mind's eye. 26. Note the prefix of potential, which is poti, meaning powerful, lower, taken from the Latin potus, meaning powerful and able. 27. Note in the definition you have the word lower. 28. A word in your Hebrew Bible that translates as Yahweh, taken from the Sumerian to mean Yah, good, and way evil. 29. It simply means to master or rule something or someone. This could be either positive or negative control. And in your Arabic Quran, you have Rabb, also Master. 30. You must use it positively. 31. Now let me further lift the spell of the Nabi Aaron King to stop the adverse forces of 60. 32. And open your channels that you may realign yourself with the divine. 33. You can awaken your potential or your potential. 34. They merely have to be called upon by yourself. 35. Necessity is usually the most encouraging force to awaken. 36. A. Your majesty of body, soul, and spirit unto evil. 37. B. Your higher inner quality and a link in alignment with those higher potentials out of the body that merely await your beckoning call. 38. C. Your ability to govern circumstances, humans, and the potentials, all of this is there within you as a deity, but you must be turned inside out. Scroll 3, 19 times 3 equals 57. Lo, do you know someone whose life is a mess? 2, or someone who wanders listlessly through the silent corridors of time? 3. Or someone who hesitates the slightest desire to discover the deepest meaning hidden behind each doorway? 4. Or even someone who fears the fact that truths that would reveal his or her weakness of submitting to myths and mythology without personal investigation? 5. Do you know someone, or are you that one, who has accepted religion in whichever cloak it was wearing? 6. Are you afraid to search again for yourself, whether it is factology or theology? We see and accept the fact that facts are our religion. Where there are no facts, there is no truth, religion, the Family God. 7. Can you face the fact, even if what you believe is wrong, make sure that before you involve yourself or allow your children to be involved in any organization, that you do a thorough investigation on its beliefs, policies, as well as its founders' beliefs, the Family God. 8. Do you know someone who has joined a fraternity, a sorority, a club, a gang, organization, or foundation without investigating the facts behind its founder? 9. Are you one who hears words and doesn't investigate meanings for yourself? 10. Or are easily impressed by charismatic leaders with no facts at the base of their lectures or sermons? 11. Of course you are a dude, because the world is filled with such persons. 12. Isn't it a tragedy? 13. They suffer miserably for years without even realizing that a little seeking in the right direction would fill their cups overflowing. 14. You know such people would walk past our tabernacle quite frequently. 15. I used to study them carefully. 16. For they were a picture of complete depression. 17. They had or still have themselves convinced that they're going to heaven. 18. They therefore had or have no need to perfect their earthly life. 19. They live on all levels of life and feel that if they have nothing, 20, then they are not supposed to have. 21. Thus, also feel that if they have everything, then they are supposed to have it. 22. They never consider getting up
or helping others to get up. 23. It is important that you help others, but it is more important to teach them to help themselves. 24. By doing this, you help yourself. 25. Within these types of people, religion keeps them believing that they are the righteous. 26. They are self-righteous until they are confronted by the true seekers of right knowledge who ask questions based on facts. 27. The children of the Anunnaki, Elohim, are those who seek knowledge of their origin. 28. The worst of self-righteous persons are those that I've learned were in what many consider a very fortunate financial condition. 29. These are people who didn't even have to work. 30. So they never worked to their fullest potential. 31. This is because they were given freedom and unreachable heights, and in most cases, a given wealth, not an earned one. 32. Imagine that. What wasted potential. 33. While others worldwide are trapped in poverty, this fortunate individual takes advantage of life. 34. He wastes valuable time just because he can. 35. He is incapable of overstanding the importance of the moment. There is an under and an over. Man or mortals stay under while God stands over. Come on up here. 36. He purchased the art and never the blank easily. 37. Not long afterward, people like this will die without any known medical cause. 38. They will die of sheer boredom. 39. Many die before they lay down their life. 40. Fortunately, there are only a few whose lives are completely in part. 41. Where they are uninvolved and detached from the realities of life, living in their own world of unreality. 42. Although most people do not dwell in this fantasy, there are still many of us who do not use enough of the latent qualities with which we are all blessed. 43. These qualities are not specific talents, such as being the head of a business, having an artist's touch, or hitting home runs at every swing. 44. They are inner endowments, gifts, and abilities upon which we never draw the interest that is our lives and do us. 45. The consequence is life that lacks purpose. Think. 46. The purpose of life is to discover and develop the potentials you possess. 47. The factors which influence this objective are complex and often diverted by mixed emotions and material goals. 48. The stream of life becomes disoriented with eddies and cross currents. 49. Mind and emotions are under the pressure of modern life until goals fade into the hopeless distance. 50. The ideas presented here are intended to help you simplify the major undertakings of life to a few basics, which will bring the goal into view again, and you will begin the overtaking of life. 51. To put the basics as simple as possible, A. You possess a seldom considered majesty of spirit that is usually not allowed to function in your life. 52. But which can help you conquer adverse situations. 53. B. You possess extreme or inner qualities which, when organized and directed towards meaningful accomplishments, can release your higher potential. C. You possess the ability to govern circumstances to a remarkable degree, creating miracles of achievements in important areas of your life. 55. When these basics are applied, they will help you get more from life by simply giving more to it. 56. This does not mean more time, money, or any of life's outer conveniences. 57. This means more of the incomparable inner self, which is the mystic potential that changes all things. Think. scroll for. Live through your whole being. 19 times 2 is 38. Love. Let us begin by examining the focus of your life up to this very moment. 2. The highest aspect of your being were not visible at birth. 3. This would tie in with your higher senses, activated by your pituitary gland. 4. These higher senses are telepathy, being able to send messages and communicate from mind to mind. 5. Clairvoyance, the ability to see into other dimensions, clear vision. 6. Psychometry, the ability to hold an object of a particular individual and be able to tell all about them. 7. Intuition is the ability or second awareness about something before it happens. 8. Since the removal of this gland, you have been maimed or disconnected from the higher senses. 9. These senses allow you to communicate directly with the Anunnaki, Elohim, your higher or spiritual family. 10. You have only the animal aspect of your nature exposed. 11. Being helpless, the animal aspect was given every intention. 12. It quickly learned that it could depend on others for everything it needed, and sometimes it never learned otherwise. 13. Some people, like those who die of boredom, expect to be entertained or fed throughout life. 14. It never occurs to them to do something on their own. 15. They are never challenged to bring forth their own inner qualities because they are not self-motivated. 16. The inner qualities do not ordinarily shine forth entirely on their own. 17. They must be discovered, developed, directed into positive channels. 18. To do this, one needs to know the mystery of its own spiritual majesty. 19. You may ask, what is this? 20. It is the strange nature of its inner paradox and the true extent of his latent capabilities to control life. 21. When this kind of knowledge is gained, a new revelation lightens one's consciousness. 22. A different aspect of your nature is always present. 23. However, it is seldom stimulated in the physical or visible world. 24. It begins to participate with growing frequency and effectiveness in your undertaking. Think. 25. To simply designate these different aspects of your spiritual nature as differing from your animal nature is hardly satisfactory. 26. Spiritual nature means too many different things, too far, too many different people. 27. The term is not inclusive enough to mean what I wanted to say. 28. Yet, it must often be used for lack of a better definition. 29. Rather, it is your whole being that benevolently invades your personal affairs. 30. Using your animal nature for all purposes for which it is intended. 31. Giving direction and purpose from a different center of focus. 32. And the only way to save it from the spiritual nature. 33. Therefore, let us search for the viewpoint of yourself. 34. This will help to put into functional operation. 35. Some of those facets of your being which convince you and blind. 36. Yes, and even boredom often conceives. 37. We will remove the outer mask and let the inner man show his real self in the world. The inner potential will have the opportunity to perform.